This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that Turkey has agreed to a five-day ceasefire in northeast Syria to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces. Pence made the announcement at a news conference after more than 4 hours of talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the presidential palace in Ankara.
Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for all those involved.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said no guarantees were made in the talks on the Syrian border town of Kobani, adding that Turkey's military was only pausing operations so that Kurdish YPG forces could leave a buffer zone. Longtime congressman and civil rights activist Elijah Cummings of Maryland has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil has this tribute.
The native of Baltimore, Maryland, served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump. He drew Twitter attacks from the president in July during hearings examining Trump administration immigration policies, particularly the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump called Cummings a brutal bully and said the congressman's Baltimore district is more dangerous. Cummings defended himself and the district. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.